duct tape. It's silver and better with everything.
All right, just got the popcorn.
This thing had better have hot guys or cool sock kids, otherwise I'm out of here.
Wow, she kind of looks like my ex.
Damn it, Rod. Now I'm going to be sick when she gets naked later.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to Movies in the Buff, where we strip down, objectify, and thoroughly violate the zombies. I mean, your favorite movies. Sorry. Here is your team of debauchery, lovely Lisa.
Worst impotence ever.
And sexy Scully.
So, guys, did yours ever fall off the first time?
Possibly. I don't remember. it went by fast, but hey, I was 13. Anyway. All right. And crazy, Carl.
You know, I have just got a killer ice cream headache right now.
Ew, that ice cream is disgusting looking.
I have so much to say about that scene, it's not even funny.
Yeah, okay. But... Who here wants to dump beer in the soft serve now?
Dude, that is an awesome idea.
Leave it to the guys to come up with that idea.
Hey, no, Scully was over there licking her lips too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways,
Sam Adams Boston Lager soft serve.
Oh.
Yeah. That does sound awesome. So before we get too far into it, this week we are buffing all zombies, also known as wasting away in the buff. Sorry, had to do that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting there just talking his head off. See, turning the zombie film on its head, this film is an oddball comedy from the perspective of the brain-munching monsters themselves.
There's very little brain-munching going on.
There was that one.
There was only one person participating in brain-munching.
He was eating it like, I don't know, tortilla chip or something. I'm not really sure what to call it.
He also did a margarita once.
Yes.
Yeah, he did a margarita. He just pulled them out of the guy's head. And
brain margarita
put
was awesome. What I want to know is I wish it would have switched over to the actual, what's going on in real life, because I want to see the zombie trying to make a margarita.
Yeah, that would have been
cool.
That was
what I was thinking the whole time. Uh-huh. Anyway, top review. This was a very fun zombie film with a good twist on the genre. It was great to see the film from the zombie's point of view. The use of both color and black and white to show the viewer whose point of view was being shown was well done. I laughed out loud quite a bit. Great zombie film.
Before we get too far into it, folks, we do need to apologize and put a disclaimer up for this week.
Yes. Yagavos was supposed to be joining us due to some time constraints, and I guess he wasn't feeling too well today.
It's time zone difference. It's 2 a.m. where he is right now.
Yeah, he was just really not able to join us tonight, and I do apologize, but we will be working him in as soon as possible, and we'll plan that out a little better next time. That was my bad.
And
planned it out too well.
And now for the people who liked this also liked Horrible Bosses. Role Models.
Awesome movie.
Due Date. Get Him to the Greek. Superbad. And Ted.
Yeah,
I could see where they'd like Ted.
Yeah.
Superbad, I saw previews and thought, that needs to go down the toilet.
It's actually really on the same line. Like, it's the same sort of cheaply done, inexpensive, but a lot of names that you recognized with a decent script and a not-so-decent storyline.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but if some chick wants to smell her armpits, I'm sure there's a better way of going about it.
That's Superstar.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's Superstar.
That's Superstar, not Superbad. Yeah, you're thinking of the wrong movie.
Okay.
Either way, though, everybody drink, and let's move on to like and dislike. Scully, were you wet or frigid for Aw Zombies?
I really, there's no way to even say it. I wasn't moist, but I certainly wasn't frigid, so I guess I was just tepid.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
Wet or frigid for all zombies?
Well, I wasn't tepid. Let's go with warm.
Fair enough. Carl, did yours fall off? Cause...
No, Rod, I wasn't trying to stick it in your first girl.
Wait. No, not the first. Mm. Anyway.
Drink.
Oh.
For the overshare.
Anyway.
Now, this, I'll give this one 3/4 staff. There were some things I didn't like about it, and we'll go into that, but overall I liked it.
Okay, then. And I will agree with everything Carl just said.
And he's going to give it a raging 3 inches.
Wait, he can't give it a 3 inches. He's normally that size.
Wow, is that the kind of night this is going to be? I have gone through hell this week. That's the kind of night I'm fucking
yep.
you guys.
Yep.
If you couldn't count on us to give you shit, just have awful days.
I mean, come on. We're lobbing insults at a guy who attempted to commit suicide by vehicle and failed. So.
And then stabbing myself in the head with a nail.
Yeah.
And getting chased by dogs.
Seriously, you're harder to kill than these zombies.
Huh?
I said, seriously, you're harder to kill than these zombies.
I'm starting to think so. I've got, like, the cartoon lives. Anyway, speaking of cartoon, did anybody else feel this movie was supposed to be a cartoon, but they didn't have the budget?
No.
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 Very cartoony point of view from this movie. Yeah.
I think it was the coloring.
I get the cartoony point, but no.
I really do think it was the coloring. Like, they did use, in order to make that contrast, a really vibrant filter on that. So, like, not only did that green just, like, explode off of there because it had a halo on it, but all of the colors, like, it wasn't until the end of the movie when you started getting used to it that it sort of was like, all right, I can see this now. It's not...
Those black and white to color transitions were really popped.
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
And
And was it me, or was it not real, like, black and white, but it was like the Sin City black and white?
It's a converted black and white. It means they shot it in color and then after post effect turned it black and white.
Ah, okay.
You get the same effect when you go and take a picture with your camera in Twitter and then do the black and white effect. It's not actually black and white. They're just grayscaling the entire thing.
Gotcha.
Since we're on the black and white, when I first started watching this, before they did the color, I was about to get very mad at Rod. I hate black and white movies.
Yeah.
I've watched True Black and White.
Very boring
so long.
To me. So when they did the black and white first scene, it's like, oh no, I'm gonna be bored.
I was thinking, I was getting in the mindset for Clerks.
Yeah,
that's what I was expecting when I first saw this.
That's how I felt the first time I watched
which,
it.
That's
Clerks was the only exception to the I'm gonna be very bored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was actually waiting to try and be like, okay, like first scene, there's one pop of color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, so I'm going to have to pay attention to what's popping in color because it's going to be part of the storyline later on. And it's going to be, you know, like Clerks. There's like weird little subtleties that you won't notice until the end.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, oh, hey, yeah, I remember that, which they tend to make fun of all the time. Like, yeah, it was just, you know, Wayne's World was sort of really what I was equating this to was more reminiscent of Wayne's World about halfway through. I was like, okay, pay attention. But it never did.
Mm-hmm.
But in the first scene, though, you have the obvious, you know, PFC steal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speeds ahead of them in the motorcycle, like we don't know what he's fixing to do. And it shows the infection getting out. What I want to know is, okay, they drop one barrel off the truck, correct?
Yeah, and it rolls for fucking ever.
Oh, did it roll for... Okay, maybe I just...
Oh, yeah, it rolled for freaking ever. I was about to make a joke about it rolling all the way home.
Seriously, this barrel rolled like it was in a Monty Python skit.
Okay, I guess I must have looked away for that, but I was wondering how the entire, like, town started getting infected.
Oh, no, it wasn't dripping. It rolled, and then when it stopped...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it cracked open.
And then it pours into that ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even do that.
What kills me is the closed cartons. Like, he opens the carton and pours it in, and all of a sudden it's in there.
Yeah.
And there's no green on the outside of the carton, so it's not like it leaked into it from the outside. It's
inside it from the top of the box. It leaks on the floor, on the ground. It grabs it from the top of the box, and it's infected.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm accepting a lot on faith here, but then the entire town gets infected very quickly. Like
no.
Yes. No. There were a few people that weren't infected, but nobody mostly...
was. Nobody was infected except for them.
And no, the like after they leave, they're running after. Into people. Yeah, like after they leave through the from the vault, they have people walking out and getting shot by the soldiers. Like the zombies are attacking the soldiers. There's no way for these people to have ever gotten infected at any point in this movie.
We only ever see that one barrel as opposed to, you know, the other 20 that were on the truck.
That they were going to
dump. It was an accident.
The aquarium. I love that line.
Yeah, oh God.
I love that old storyline. We'll dump it in the aquarium. Nobody will care. Yeah. It'll shut them up. Anyway. But, you know, Steel gets infected when he attacks the truck. They get infected from the ale cream.
Yeah.
I love ale cream.
And then we proceed to have the second worst death scene we've ever seen in movies in the buff.
No, that's the jury's still out on that one. At least they weren't posing. They may have been dancing, but
that's what I'm saying. Second worst death scene.
There were some posing going on in that.
There was, but it still wasn't as bad as the one from Payback.
Yeah.
That was a
horrible death. Give your line. Pose again.
Anyway. I mean, seriously, that guy was voguing as he died.
I'm sorry, but when the blonde started doing the twist as he's dying, I couldn't help but laugh.
I cracked up when he started to bounce with his gut, like, sticking out as far as he could push it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Like the one that was like the faux don't tase me bro dance.
You know what I want to see, though? I want to actually take that entire scene, and I want to put it to the tune of Harlem Shake.
That's awesome.
That's what I want to do right there.
The sad awesome thing is I could do that dance sitting on the bed.
Oh, but anyway, so then they all die, and they come back as zombies, and everything's in color, and they're still in the freaking bowling alley, and the chick's talking about how she's all sick, and the guy's... We gotta save her. We have to take her. It's like, really? Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is where this is going.
Yep.
You ate green ice cream.
Oh, no.
And you had... Yeah, of course you're gonna be sick. It was green!
Oh, yeah. And then they go and jump in the car, and everybody gets in the car except the chick they want to take to the hospital.
Yeah, because she's, like, so spacey at this point. She might as well be a crack addict. She's pretty much high. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Really what it is. She's drugged up on something. It's like, oh, I really don't feel good. So everybody gets ready to take her to the hospital. And then for whatever reason, they start doing something completely different and they've completely forgotten what's going on.
It was because of the cat.
Yeah.
She walks out, goes, okay.
Long like, before that.
Yep.
Yeah.
ADD.
And seriously, I doubt that, you know, Scully or Lisa are going to back me up on this. So I'm just going to direct this at you, Rod.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, was I the only one looking at her going, God, I'd really like to blow your pussy up too.
Oh,
that was in bad taste.
Ow. It didn't taste nearly as bad as some of the other things in this movie, seriously.
That's true.
Yeah, you know what? That's still not nearly as bad as you trying to wrap your brain around. They still had sex, but it fell off.
Yeah, I love that part.
What?
But
it was the best
she's
ever
had. And I'm already trying not to laugh. He says that, and I just start laughing. Because all he heard was the thump.
Yeah. I was like, is that what I thought it was? And then later in the scene, I'm like, later at the end of that scene where they're talking together, I'm like, I look at Lisa and I go, but they did it anyway.
Yes, exactly.
And then at the end of the movie, I look at Lisa and I said, but they did it anyway.
Remember this, okay? Remember this for a minute. When the guy's hand got chopped off,
he could still move it.
Yeah, I know. He's like, you'll always have a part of me. What exactly are you planning on doing with that hand, girl?
I had that thought, too.
I'm going to quote a movie that Carl's stepdad watches. Mind scrub, mind scrub, mind scrub!
Oh, jeez. Anyway, so they go through and they
it brings
try to find out what's going on.
There's a whole new level.
Mind scrub!
Mind scrub. Oh, yeah, if you're drunk, you can understand them. But to them, everybody else looks like they're on crack.
Yeah.
They don't just look like they were on crack. I mean, it's like chipmunks. You know what it made me think of?
Mm.
Do you remember pills when he got the caffeine?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it made me think of, was pills on caffeine.
I was thinking of it, what it reminded me of was when Carl is editing the show at 1.5 times speed.
Yes. Yeah, which is essentially what they did. They just sped up the film.
Yeah, which they just sped it up. Here,
for those of you who are listening, you can look forward to, as soon as I can convince Carl to do it, he's going to be posting this episode at 1.5 times speed as well as standard speed. Just because, you know, in case anybody here is infected, we want to make sure they can understand us. I'm just kidding about that. I probably won't be able to talk him into it, but.
Probably not, no.
But if anybody wants it, remember, email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com. It is fucking hilarious. I've listened to an episode like this.
Hey, you can set your iPod to do it, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. But, hey, I want to offer services here. Yours, specifically.
You can, anybody else's. Just Lisa and I are staying out of whatever services it is you're trying to offer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I have plans
Scully, we're not offering your services. We're requesting them.
Yeah, request denied.
Oh. Wow. Really?
And seconded.
I just can't believe Carl hadn't been hit with anything yet. Like, this is amazing.
No, it's about to fall off. So he
fall off. Hell, it's about to be cut off.
A weenie whack, a weenie whack, a weenie whack.
Great.
Wow, that was an interesting tangent.
Anyways, drink and let's move on.
Okay. So we got to split a kitty. I think that's about as far as we made it. Oh, yeah, drunk man.
Bar with drunk man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they find out.
I love the name of the bar.
Chinks.
Yeah, that wasn't horribly selected or anything. About this time, I realized this is not going to be anything like what I was expecting it to be. It's going to be just that bad.
Or at least just that funny.
Well, no, because right after that, my assumption was very much solidified when he gets his hand chopped off and they do the chain stunt.
Yeah.
I was pretty sure I knew the guy taking a whiz that they first ran into at the bar.
I recognized him from somewhere, but I really couldn't remember. Larry Wiseman?
Oh, yeah, I know the name.
The name sounds really familiar.
Oh, crap.
Was in Herbie's Boy in 2009.
I'm looking for it. General Hospital. I know the name, I just cannot place him right off the top of my head here.
Pornography?
No. No, apparently it's
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I don't see anything that I've seen him from.
So, House MD, he was the fat man.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I do remember that episode then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so moving on, they get in a fight in the bar, they cut his hand off, doesn't one of them end up getting, like, shot? Yeah.
Yeah, he took
him ends up taking a shotgun to the chest.
Yeah, yep. And so then he's like, oh, so now we're super soldiers because we had dairy. That was the craziest.
Yeah. Oh, thinking, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
And there are some drugs that do interact with dairy, so you kind of have to have them with dairy in order for them to be effective.
Yeah.
And they just end up changing. In the chemical compound, they just take out the lactose and use that as, like, a chemical binder because of the proteins and whatnot. But, dude.
Didn't the actual soldier say that he'd had one for an hour and a half before
that?
Yeah,
he's like I had one and a half hour before.
Yeah, 3 minutes
before. Half an hour before, I had a milkshake.
Yeah.
That would not have been affected at that point.
Well,
does anybody else want to address the fact that this guy's like in his 30s and he's a PFC?
Oh, no, they address that on their own.
I know, they do in the movie, but I'm just saying.
Hmm. No,
he's not the worst out of shape military I've ever met. I've definitely seen more, like, active duty, better jobs than what he says he's doing for a job later on in the movie. Like, really? You smoke like a chimney and drink like a fish. Your beer gut's bigger than my hips. Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you might have, you do have diabetes, just undiagnosed. So how are you still enlisted?
Yeah. No, this guy is, I hate this guy at this point in this movie. Like, I cannot stand his acting. He grew on me towards the end of the movie, but at the beginning of this movie, he's terrible.
Like, through the whole
movie,
yeah,
I just couldn't
stand him. Yeah.
Like, no, I couldn't stand him except his very last scene. That, yeah. I was like, all right, that's the only good scene that he did.
Exactly.
It's not that he wasn't given good scenes. He was given plenty of good scenes.
The that one the only before that, when he was talking to Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talking for Mike. That was a pretty good one.
Now, this scene here in the bar where they're just where they're standing around talking about this, I actually wrote down the note, I'd like to buy an actor, Pat.
I was spending my time trying to remember.
I do have to point out the fact that it's right around this area that you get introduced to Colonel South.
Oh, you mean Walter Brimley?
No, it's Richard Reel. But
I know. He does. He looks so much like him. I just keep expecting to hear him go, diabetes.
You know what he makes me think of? When I saw him in this movie, I'm looking at him thinking, that's the jump to conclusion guy from Office Space.
No, you know what you want to hear him say, right? You want to hear him go, I have diabetes, and then walk up to you and go, I think he has my stapler.
Well, no, that's not the same guy.
That's not the stapler guy?
No, this is the guy who winds up in the wheelchair without being able to move at all. Like,
yeah, he's the one that, like,
almost full body cast.
He's the one that tried to kill himself, and then his wife, like, stops him and saves him, and then he pulls his car out and gets hit by a truck.
Yep. And he starts collecting, he collects insurance off of it or something.
Yeah, he like gets this huge settlement and makes his jump to conclusion, Matt.
Yep.
Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, it just cracked me up when I saw him as the colonel or general or whatever. I forgot what his name was now.
For some reason, when I saw his picture on IMDb and saw he was in Office Space, I was thinking he was the stapler guy. Mm-hmm. It's been too long since I've seen that movie.
No, the guy that was the stapler guy was the same guy from the fat vampire from True Blood.
Yes.
Yeah, so you stopped watching True Blood I stopped watching True Blood shortly after I realized that True Blood was bad.
You still get to see really hot actors.
Yeah, it's not worth listening to that chick talk.
It is so worth looking at.
Drink! We've gone off on a tangent.
Yeah.
So now we have them trying to, you know, escape the city because they think everyone else is infected.
Mm-hmm.
They
have to stop at the park and visit some more.
Yeah, they have to
keep talking.
They have to argue about where they're about what they're going to do.
Yeah,
but really mundane stuff too. Like, it's a zombie movie, and what are you doing? I'm going to go see my parents, and I'm going to go for a job interview.
Yep.
Yeah, this could all blow over in a couple of days. I'm not losing my career.
Yeah.
And the bad part about it is like, she goes for the job interview, and then you have the guy who's so full of himself he doesn't even look at her.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, obviously hitting on her.
Yeah.
Which, you go for a job interview at night, what do you expect?
By the way, this is the second movie we've done with him in it.
I thought so, but I couldn't remember what the last one was.
He was in Thor.
Was he really? Who did he play in Thor?
He was Drunk Townie in Thor.
Nice.
Not surprising, considering he's opening a bottle of wine in this one.
He's also, let's see, he was in American Pie, or American Beauty, and I'm looking to see who he was in that.
Hmm.
Where the hell is it?
Oh yeah, that's who the other one was.
He was the catering boss.
Yep.
But anyway, so, you know, you have him trying to sleep with her, and I'm sitting there looking at this whole situation thinking, how did you not see this coming?
I'm looking at this going, how did she not end up, you know, ripping his throat out there on the patio?
Because she went to the interview knowing that that was what was going to happen. Like, she even said, I'm a big girl, I can take care of myself, when she goes in there, just stay out here, kind of thing, to Mike, and didn't, like, She knew that was exactly
No. Like, when she comes up to his neck, she actually does bite him, but she doesn't actually, like, you know, zombie rip his throat out.
No, because she's biting playfully. Yeah.
She thinks she's biting playfully.
Gotcha.
Like, leaving a hickey type playing.
Yeah. Interesting note about this movie. Only zombie movie I've ever seen where no zombie bites and kills somebody.
Yeah, it's so strange. And only one of the zombies is actually eating brains the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why is there only one? Why don't you guys try it?
You know, the rest of the, you know, zombie movies have gotten away from the whole brains trope. They've just shifted to all flesh.
Mm. You know, I can only remember like one specific set of zombie movies where they even went after brains.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the originals, actually.
No, actually not even the originals. It was, Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, those were the only ones that
went after brains.
Yeah. Well, there was, like the old zombie movies they were. It was a trope.
I mean, even Night of the Living Dead, though, they didn't.
You know, Night of the Living Dead, they were very vague about what was going on.
Yeah,
they really were. Like,
what would happen if you got caught? They don't really say.
Yeah, it's like the pre-Romero zombie movies. Like the old
pre-Romero.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
old school.
Like 30s, you know, the old school movies.
Yeah, even now in Walking Dead, they don't show them eating brains.
No, it's just
No. In Walking Dead, they always showed them eating whatever they could get a hold of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is
okay,
awesome.
Okay, so here we are. I'm seeing how many actual pre-Romero zombie movies. There were 15 zombie movies, major motion pictures, to hit before Romero's Night of the Living Dead.
Uh-huh.
And some of them were really like teenage zombies.
Yeah. What was the first zombie movie?
Terror Creatures from the Grave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that there were... Huh?
Came out when?
I don't have dates.
Oh. What's it called?
It's
Terror
on
Creatures?
A classic horror collection, though, along with Night of the Living Dead.
Like, prior to that, there were a few like short films and plays, but major motion pictures. Mm. Terror Creatures from the Grave was the first one.
From the Grave.
That's right. Drink. We've gone off topic.
Yeah, we've gone on topic.
Well, sort of. Kinda.
1965, actually.
Wow. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because 1964 was the last of the pre-things that it has listed here. The incredibly strange creature who stopped living and became mixed up zombie.
Mm.
Seriously, that's the name of the film.
That sounds like a really long
anyway, moving
title.
On.
That sounds like it was translated.
Probably.
All right, drink, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Let's see here. Now we have them going to see her parents and him trying to talk to her dad while having, you know, getting shot at and having things thrown at him.
Dynamite.
Things? That was dynamite.
That was a tacky stick of dynamite. I thought it was a flare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he first holds it, before he brings it up camera level, I thought... why are they throwing a road flare?
Exactly.
And then he holds it up higher before he says, oh shit, I'm seeing this cord. I'm going, that's not a flare.
Yeah.
That's dynamite.
Who throws dynamite at zombies that are in the same room they are?
Yeah.
Her parents.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly it wasn't walking up to them, but yeah.
And once again, I allude to the law of Ford. Uh-huh. Let's move on.
Yeah.
There's a lot of law of Ford in this movie. Like,
oh, yeah.
Audience, to watch this film at all, you just have to suspend disbelief and just accept that.
You just have to lower your standards of movie quality, exactly. Script quality, acting quality.
Exactly.
I don't know about lowering the standards of script quality.
Plot quality, good acting in
plot quality I'll give you, and acting quality I'll give you. The script was actually not bad. The script was drugged down by, you know, I think that 90% of this script was drugged down by Nick Steele.
Yeah.
Like, it's everybody
drug
else.
Being your operative word here?
Yeah. It
needed to be on drugs.
No, it's like everybody else in these scenes kept getting everything drugged down to his level, and his level is not good enough for this movie.
it's just not that kind of movie.
Yeah.
It's almost like sci-fi movie. It's very much an independent film.
It earned its B rating.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We move on from the quality. So both of them have done their... It's like a weird splitting the party thing that happens before they all go back.
Who here thinks that that's a good idea?
Let's not forget about the interrogation.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They actually speed the zombie's brain up using some kind of defibrillator pedals.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I love that setup.
We
what it actually was... I will tell you, honestly, because I've seen one of these things before. I forget what it's called, but it's a medical harness. What it actually is those patches hold cold packs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to bring swelling down in your head.
Oh, if you get, like, a concussion or if you're getting brain swelling, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. That's what that actually is that he has on his head, but it's been fitted all over his ears instead of over his temples like it's supposed to be.
Mm.
Yeah, because everybody knows that the brain can't swell if the blood isn't flowing.
Can I point out that there is no trivia for this movie, and there's only one goof. And can I just read this goof?
Only one goof?
Yes, there's only one goof. And it's a spoiler factual error. When Mike has his head chopped off, he is still able to talk. Humans can only talk by passing air from the lungs across the vocal cords and shaping the sound with our mouth, tongue, and lips. With no lungs to provide air, Mike's head should have only been able to mouth words, not be able to speak them aloud.
Yes.
And, yeah.
It's not that kind of movie.
It's definitely not that kind of movie.
I can think of one more goof.
Oh, there's a lot of goofs in this movie.
There's a lot of goofs.
Well, off the top of my head, since we're at that scene, I can think of it right now.
What's that?
Okay.
Nick was holding that door open when he was hiding from the colonel and the doctor, with one finger sticking out. Mm-hmm. They close the cabinet doors on him, and he loses the finger.
It's a different finger.
No, actually, there's that, but there was also the fact that later in the movie, he has all fingers back.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
He shows, like, the finger that got knocked off, duct-taped on.
Yeah.
Like,
Hey, Lisa.
Yes.
Shouldn't my hair be wet in this scene? Anyways. You have the entire, like, the party comes back together. Mm-hmm. And obviously you have Steel trying to convince them all that they're zombies. Yeah.
No, the party comes back together. The interview goes badly, so she's bummed about that. But the colonel interrogation goes badly, so he's bummed about that. The only people who are excited are the people who had the worst sex by anybody's definition ever.
Yeah.
Clearly you guys were virgins sex. Because that sounds like it sucked.
And I'll just ask, how do you know it was the worst sex?
You heard the thump, right?
I just love the whole, this happens to everybody.
Yeah. But
you're strange too early.
Scully?
Oh, no.
I'll just reiterate the whole, you know, he could still control his hand thing and just say this brings interactive sex toys to a whole new level.
Oh.
Mind scrub.
Now I'm wanting to know what the distance is on something like that. It's like, how close do you have to be to still control the hand?
Well, it's pretty far considering they had done, when they did the grenade later on, they were really far away when the hand waved by.
Yeah.
As he died. So, that's some good distance. That's better than any there now.
But can you be, like, across town?
I don't know. They didn't use that one.
Yeah, they didn't.
That gives phone meaning to battery-operated vibrators.
Well, what the hell was she doing with that hand?
All thing is it gives more. It gives all new meaning to the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, you have them go bowling randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's bowling night. It's league night, so they show back up.
League night, but why do they... I mean, I don't know.
They were standing outside there, because that's where they said they would meet back at. Because everybody apparently knows where that is. And they decided not to go in because it was league night and everybody was there.
Yeah. And then everybody decides that... Or the boss catches him, cusses him out because he's drunk and doesn't realize that he's a zombie. And then, you know, he feels the need to defend his zombie girlfriend's honor.
And so they turn everybody into zombies. Pretty much. They have a big long fight. Somebody loses his body. And they turn everybody into zombies.
The big long fight that cracked me up about this stuff. They get everybody drunk so that they can win the bowling match. And then everybody instantly sobers. Like, the entire room instantly sobers. Like, not how that works.
Oh, no. There's no more beer in my glass. I must be sober.
There was that one that was in AA.
Oh, yeah, the one who was in AA who screamed and ran. That's right.
Yeah.
And then called, got the cops and brought them back.
Mm-hmm.
Which, better late than never, right?
Yeah, but that was a real...
By the way, who was that guy in AA? Because I know I knew him from somewhere, too.
I don't know.
But even better than all of that is the zombie sports celebration, including the two female zombies trying to give a high five. That was awesome.
I love their dance. That was, like, the best.
It cracked me up. All I can think of during that moment is, hey, Carl.
Mm.
I make the Lich do the Thriller.
Oh.
I was thinking the same thing.
Ireland's looking at the computer screen going, what are you talking about? Okay, so, yeah, then you have, obviously, the cops show up, they escape, and...
It turned a whole boatload of bowling league players. So now there's zombies in bowling league.
Oh, yeah, because you can feed, you can feed the zombie infection ice cream to things that are already dead.
Yes, apparently. And so
there was no sense on that one. There were no sense on that one.
Well, they needed more zombies, and they weren't actually biting people, so.
All I'm saying, while we're playing D&D, how many times have you fed an unconscious, ally a health potion?
Yes, but would you have the patience to do that much manual swallowing?
I know, and on top of the fact that they're unconscious, not dead.
Yeah.
Some motor functions still work when you're unconscious.
Strangely
enough, all motor functions don't work when you're dead.
Strangely enough, this movie had an estimated $1 million budget.
Wow. Hey, Carl.
Yeah?
A better question is, can you get me the soundbite of Lisa saying, do you have the patience to manually swallow?
Yeah, I probably could do that.
All right, because that is an awesome soundbite right there. All right, so they have this whole huge speech of, let's go...
Mm-hmm.
Let's get them, win one for the Gipper, that kind of speech. And then I love the point the guy makes. Didn't you kill us in the first place?
Yeah. Here's a second. You want to murder my fiance?
Yeah. The whole speech scene was hilarious.
Yeah.
And then they decide, oh, wait, we'll go with you anyway.
Yeah.
Well, they got shot at by a bunch of cops.
Yeah, I get
that. No, they got shot at by two cops.
But anyway.
And they did the throwing skull trick where it's like the gnashing teeth bit. That was really obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Throw me!
Please do.
That worked so well.
Yeah. If we throw you hard enough, you'll get a concussion and stop talking.
Not bloody likely. But then they escape, and the next thing I remember is there's a grenade in the head's mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that's the very next thing I remembered.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, they have to get the...
The head
they have them all
bounces
played.
Out of the back of a truck.
Oh!
Yeah.
We completely skipped the best scene in this whole movie.
Which one was that?
The Mexican restaurant.
Oh!
I loved the Mexican restaurant. That was hilarious.
Yeah, the fact that was even... really good about the Mexican restaurant were the Mexican cooks and Mexican brains.
Yeah,
Mexican brain taco.
I wonder if Mexican brains are spicy.
Yeah, that was one of the best lines.
Zombie in a sombrero. It's like, there's something I've never seen before. I can now check it off my list.
My favorite part of this whole thing is, like, I'm thinking about the fact that he's walking through here because he puts a sombrero and a loud shirt on.
Uh-huh.
And he's walking through here and no one really notices. Well, like, he's setting things on tables and all that. No one noticed. And then I think about it. It's like, how many times have I ever looked at my server at a Mexican restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Or at any restaurant. Period.
Yeah, I don't...
Always.
I mean, depends on the restaurant. I mean, certain restaurants I do pay real close attention to the server. Certain ones, like if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I don't really pay much attention.
Especially if you go to a Mexican restaurant not like that?
Well, they're not really paying much attention to me anyway.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And a lot of people, they're just, they look like they would be zombies because they're so worn out at the end of the day.
So ultimately, all zombies taught me a life lesson. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, always watch your
server.
Always look at your server to make sure he's not a zombie and dripping hair into your, or dripping an ear into your glass.
Skin. Oh, I was just getting a drink when that happened.
Yeah. So yeah, the end of the movie essentially breaks down to the promised land for zombies, which is
desert.
It's a desert, abandoned town.
Yeah, ghost town in the desert.
Yeah. And they cut back to, apparently, the colonel and the army took back their guy, their soldier, who's, like, the very first infected. And, yeah, he just laughs at them.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? And I love that. You may not feel pain, but we'll make you wish that you were never born. How? Like, I'm just sitting there looking at him like, did you really just say that?
Yeah.
He's a zombie.
I mean, granted,
and
there
then
are
they
ways.
They call him soldier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there are ways. If they strapped me to a chair and made me listen to Justin Bieber, you know, until I cracked, it would not take more than a song or two. No, not more than one. I'd be losing. I'd be screaming. I would be that crazy guy, man. Be ready to
I was
eat my
thinking
own.
Of the song
Sorry.
Blue.
Now,
might do the same thing for me.
You said that, Rod, and now all I can picture in my head is that sound clip that Scott had a while back of James Earl Jones reading Bieber song lyrics.
Oh God, yeah.
Do you remember that, Scully?
Yep, and it was funny too because it's like the first time I'd ever actually heard the lyrics because I don't. Mm-hmm. I every time I hear it, I just change the channel.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, wow, I don't actually know what these lyrics are.
Jones reading Justin Bieber, seriously?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say drink twice for that mental image and the tangent.
Tip the bottle. Tip the fucking bottle.
Moving on, please.
Oh, wow. Now I'm just seeing Mufasa, like, dude, Darth Vader, like, singing into his freaking lightsaber, Justin Bieber.
Mind scrub, mind scrub, mind scrub.
That's not nearly as bad as the detachable penis.
What was that, Scully?
That's not nearly as bad as the detachable penis. Alright. Does he have to duct tape that thing back on like everybody else was duct taping their body parts?
No, he just carries it in his pocket.
Pocket pull, anyone?
What you said wouldn't have hurt me so bad, except I had to listen to a conversation just before I left work where a guy was talking about using super glue as lube.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ow. Okay. Okay, men, drink until the pain stops.
Oh.
Women, drink until the mental image goes away.
That just sounds very gripping.
Oh. Oh.
Or let's listen to that one.
Negative 2 points for Scully.
Are you kidding? They're just like, I can't stop thinking of them. Like, how does he get himself out of that sticky situation?
Oh.
I guess he just mentally became unglued.
Oh.
Stop! For the God, Scully, stop!
Wait,
Scully,
wait.
Can answer that question. Nail polish remover.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. And then I just gotta ask, Scully, after all this goes down, does he have to climb out of his bedroom window and stand on his roof so the whole neighborhood can see him?
No.
American Pie 2 reference.
Thank you. I knew somebody was gonna get it.
I was actually making an American Pie reference. I was,
Yeah, you were talking about earlier in this movie.
Yes.
You got her stuck to the mouse. The mousetrap. Nail polish remover will not work, just FYI.
And also, anyone who applies acetone to their balls deserves what they get.
I'm not even sure how that came about, but okay, moving on to...
Nail polish. Never mind.
Where are we going now, Rod? That was our...
We're done. You know, they find the promised land there. I love the zombie hanging up the clothes to dry. That cracked me up.
Yeah.
Fun.
What were those two doing? Playing frisbee or something?
Yes.
a hacky sack. I don't know. Maybe they were hacky sacking with their own sacks. I don't know. So I mean, they did fall off.
No, and it wasn't those two that it fell off of.
How do you know? Were you checking them?
Oh.
Did you do a full inspection?
Well, not according to the movie, it didn't.
Let's and on that note, let's go to Best Buffed. Yeah. All right, Lisa, go ahead, since I just, like, completely...
talked over you.
Of course you did. You always do. Anyway, I have one. Another Hey, I Know That Guy award.
Yeah.
What was the first movie we did that on?
God, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I was trying to remember this the other day. Oh, well, we'll get into it later. I'll go back and, like, listen until we get them. Oh. But, okay, so, Scully?
I don't know if we will be able to, because I think some of those were before your computer crapped out on you.
No, they're all on the archive.
They're all still on the in the website, so.
Hey, for the internet, nothing goes away. It's all up there forever.
Oh, has anybody seen that, that picture yet that had the... Beyonce and Obama shooting a gun, and it says Beyonce and the White House need these pictures off the internet. And then at the bottom it has the guy from Lord of the Rings that says, "You have no power here." I loved it. Loved it. Anyway, okay, Scully, Best Buffed.
I have three. Uh-huh. One of them is the Sundance Film Festival Award for the quote-unquote homemade movie, because this thing is seriously just... using everything out of the kitchen sink. This also has a Weather Channel Award for wearing green to look like you're disembodied. That was just the animations. And the Wizard of Oz Award for the use of color and black and white in a film to tell the story.
Nice. I'm glad I'm not the only one who went there.
Yeah.
All right. Carl.
I gave this two. Nick Steele is getting the William Shatner's Acting School Award.
Nice. One-star review from William Shatner.
And actually, this one doesn't necessarily go to the movie. I am giving the Be Careful What You Wish For Award to Lisa for the zombie kissing scene. Because the very first time that Tim and Cindy kiss, Lisa goes, I want to shift so you can see it from the zombie's point of view. And the next time they kiss, they do. And she's like, okay, I didn't need to say that.
Nice.
I take it back. I want my wish back.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So, my awards. Now, my first award I have to explain a little bit. I am actually talking about when you see them as they see themselves, because there was a couple of really hot chicks in this movie. I'm just not going to lie. But because they were dead through most of the movie, I gave this the Necrophilia Award.
Yeah.
We knew somebody would.
Yeah. Technically, they were dead, but I still wanted to do them. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so I also gave this the... What?
Has it been that long?
No. It actually hasn't.
No, it was they were that hot when they were
that hot.
Themselves.
Yeah.
When you weren't seeing them in black and white, they were that hot.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, so I also gave this the not quite as bad of a death scene as Paycheck Award, or as Payback Award. I gave the head speech, they have taken our lives, but they'll never take our freedom award for the speech.
Brought to you by Pepsi, I might add.
Yes. I also gave the Mike character just a little head award.
Oh.
And mostly that award goes to the really bad special effects work to make him just a little head. Mm-hmm. But anyway. And then finally, I am giving, what's the name of the blonde guy again?
Tim. Michael Grant Terry.
More like the character.
Oh, Tim.
Tim.
Okay. I am giving Tim the Urologist Nightmare Award.
I don't know. It might make it much easier for a urologist.
That's
cool,
true.
You wait here. I'm going to go check it out.
I was also thinking that Tim deserves another award.
What's that?
The Take Your Arm Off and Beat You With It Award.
Oh, yeah.
people were like, perfect. That.
I'm sorry. I got to cut in with this one. I'm naming that the... Billy Bob, rip your arms off and beat you to death with them.
Yeah.
and drink for a reference to
Varsity Blues.
I could have called it the Urologist Biopsy Award, but that felt painful.
Yeah.
It fell off. I'm pretty sure that was the most painful part.
Well, he was dead. He didn't feel it.
Yeah.
All right. So, buff quotes. Carl, you want to start us off?
Yeah. I think that's the new neighbors. They're European.
Okay, Lisa.
I'm also doing a quote by the same character. That noise was driving me crazy. I just had to smash it.
Okay. Scully?
Idiots don't feel stupid, but they are.
Carl?
Yeah, I already did mine. It's your turn.
No, I was... Never mind.
Oh. Funny.
Again, we go with the idiots don't feel stupid.
I lost it on this one. That was nice. That was awesome. Anyway, you deserve it.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm pulling a Scully on this one, and I'm actually going to have to quote a dialogue because this was just hilarious. What do zombies look like? Keith Richards.
A line that is good, but yeah. If you blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really could have also gone with Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Keith Richards makes way more sense.
I don't know. I saw Gene Simmons doing an intro for a stand-up comedian the other day, and wow, he did look like death warmed over.
Anyway, where are you playing with your Willy time? See,
Scully. Yeah, not Buzz.
Sorry, wait, wasn't you know, wait. It was certainly there.
I have one question. We need to rename this segment for this show. This is the "Were you playing with Tim's Willy" segment.
Oh, it's a horrible thought. I went to a dildo place.
Hey, we've got a we have a disembodied hand and a disembodied penis and a disembodied head.
Those are all three very useful things. Oh wait. One.
Well, it was his favorite.
Let's ask some questions, Scully. We could be on the line. Oh!
Yeah. Alright, so mine are actually really easy because I really have not... I was... couldn't find anything. I really couldn't. There were some things that were great, but...
I have eight or like five questions and like 12 other answers written down, and you couldn't find anything.
I have answers, but nothing are really questions, I guess. Sure.
So, what's your story?
So, what's the name of the soft serve ice cream?
Happy Town.
Close.
Or it was as close as I could get because you can't really read it.
Yeah, you can. When he's pouring the carton in, like clear as bell.
Oh, then I pause.
Happy Cows.
Mm-mm.
I was just guessing.
I have no idea.
It's Happy Times.
Happy Times, okay. I was trying to read it off the side of the box.
Yeah, the box was really blurry, but when he had, like, the milk carton and poured it, I was like, oh, yeah, nope, that's what it is.
Okay.
All right. Let's do... Oh, what color was the cat, Fluffy?
White.
Gray.
Black and white.
It's white.
That's two.
Yeah, that's all good, because I've got nothing else. I was like, what?
I hope you have one more, because you have an audience question coming, but...
I know, that's the hard part. Oh my god, crap, now I need to make something up for an audience, because I got nothing.
All right, Carl.
Okay, let's see... Since you can't name the brand, name the manufacturer of the beer that they use to make the ale cream.
I give up.
I have no idea.
Scully?
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't labeled on the tin, at least in the portions they showed.
Yes, it was. It's when he puts the keg right in front of the ice cream machine, and they're feeding it in. You can see Anheuser-Busch. printed across the top of the keg. So okay. I'm assuming it's Budweiser, but you can't assume that, so.
That would make some nasty ice cream.
Yeah.
That would make some nasty ice cream.
Let's see. What was the actual name of the serum that they inject the soldier with at the beginning of this movie?
Serum XT1258.
I figured I was not the only person to write that down, but.
I didn't write it down, but I remember.
Well, now I don't have an audience question.
Oh. Think of one fast.
Yeah. All
right.
There's your two.
I have extras, Rod.
We need to rewrite our audience questions.
Lisa?
Which hand was cut off?
His right.
Wow. Carl gets the point, but Rod was right. Okay, when the zombies were in the truck, one of them yelled to be careful. Learn how to speak English. What was the reason for the driver to be careful?
So that they didn't get bumped out of the truck?
No.
Oh, I remember him saying it, but I cannot remember what it was he said.
Yeah. I remember his foot being in, like, his face or something.
Yeah, I give up. I cannot remember what it was.
Take it easy. You're breaking my neck back here.
That's what it was.
All right.
All right. What's our score now? I've got two.
One.
Rod's got one.
I don't have any.
I don't have any.
Okay. Rod, you're in second place.
Yeah. I think, and I'm asking my questions now.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. The company that built the pin resetting machine, what was their phone number?
Oof, I did not even see that.
It was on the machine itself.
Yeah, I know. The pin resetter, the thing that sets out the bowling pins.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't write that down.
I didn't either. I didn't even notice that there was a number on it.
Me either.
I did, and I thought, oh, I bet you Carl asked that, or at least somebody. Nah.
Yeah. Well, just for the record, my questions, because of the whole, you know, my notes getting erased, I literally went into the movie and picked a couple of scenes and paused and picked something out and created a question out of it.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
That's how I got my questions.
Alrighty.
It worked.
The phone number was 572-2895.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Really random number. What lane did the zombies bowl on during the game?
I didn't Eight. See a number, but I'm going to guess 7.
9.
Jeez, guys. 35.
Uh-huh, because there were that many lanes in that bowling
alley. I know, it was weird, but the number was very, like, plain on.
I'm, like, trying to count it in my head.
Yeah.
I don't think there were 35 lanes, but that was the number lane that they were on.
Okay. Yeah.
I literally got both of those questions from the exact same scene.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but... okay, so audience questions. Carl.
Okay, let's see. Which one do I want to use? Oh, okay. Which brigade does Nick Steele claim that he's in the Army?
Huh. Okay. Tell you what, Scully, you want to go next?
Yeah, what was the letter grade for cleanliness for the bowling alley?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, that is a good one. Because I don't, I kind of vaguely remember that there was a sign there, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, when you asked it, I remembered it, but... Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. Lisa.
What was in the boxes that was... That the had the contamination in them.
Okay.
Do you mean what was labeled or what was...
The label. What did it say?
Okay, it was obviously filled with the contamination. But...
wait, are you talking about the cardboard boxes that they take in or are you talking about the drums?
She wants to know what
the cardboard boxes. There was something written on them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. And as for my audience question, I'm going to go really easy because I've been a little tough on the audience lately. So what rank was Nick Steele in the Army?
Yeah. Okay.
And remember, you can answer any of those questions by emailing at inthebufffilms@gmail.com. Any one question, get your name mentioned on the air if you so choose. Answer them all, and you win a $25 gift certificate to iTunes. So, which has, last I heard, not been claimed. Did you check
today? I'm double-checking. I checked earlier today, but I'm double-checking now. Nothing.
All right. And so make sure you get those answers in. Now, Carl, you get to debuff first.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of torn on this one. I'm not sure if it's a lot of really good lines separated by some cheesy acting or a lot of cheesy acting separated by a few really good lines. It's one or the other. I'm just not sure which.
That is an excellent question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see here. Lisa.
This movie definitely earned its B rating. However, despite that, I did enjoy the good laugh it gave me.
Scully?
Yeah, I think it says it best when we finished the movie and I turned to my husband and I go, that wasn't bad. And my husband goes, yeah, I'd watch it again. That alone is a good enough, you know, explanation of, yeah, it didn't suck, but I'd definitely watch it again.
Nice.
You definitely would, or you definitely wouldn't?
I wouldn't. He would. That's tough enough, actually.
He'll watch it once a year, right after The West Wing.
Oh, God, please don't.
No more. And now it's time for...
Ooh, Rod Rants!
As soon as I get Ireland off of me, because he's climbing me. Guys?
Okay. He's trying to check to see if anything can be detached.
We prep muted so that you can handle the whole chorus of laughter.
All right. Here's Rod's rants. Who says a B movie has to have Bruce Campbell to be entertaining? I mean, really, the best real life metaphor I can use to describe Aw Zombies as a film is the night that you go to a bar and you're just slightly off your game. You're still having fun, but by the end of the night, you have to go home with the last fat chick there. You're going to get off, but you're not going to tell your friends about it. I know it was entertaining. Sorry, I know there's a guy out there right now going, I get it. Either way, this film was cute, it was funny, it was entertaining. It was a zombie movie with a sweet tooth. If you have a couple of hours to kill, or you just have to know what zombies think, then watch this one. But be careful, don't eat any green ice cream, don't have a terrible death scene, and if your genitals fall off, call the proper authorities. Remember the immortal words of the great Harrison Ford. It's not that kind of movie, kid. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is tonight's Rod's Rants.
Nice.
If anything, if your genitals fall off, who are you supposed to call?
I was thinking about that as I said it.
Rod.
Anyway.
911 and put it in a bucket of ice.
Well, that sounds painful. Alright, so... ladies and gentlemen, join us next week where we'll be doing Deep Impact. For the record, that's not the porn. It is the actual feature-length film. Impact in the Buff sounds like an awesome time.
I don't know.
But Deep Impact sounds like something you would do with her feet behind her.
No.
All right. Anyway. So, join us next week for Deep Impact in the Buff, and our thoughts go out to Iagavos. I'm sorry you couldn't be here with us tonight, but we'll get it worked out soon. Beyond that, does anybody have anything else to add?
No.
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
I don't think so.
Oh, well. Forget it. Keep watching those movies in the Buff. It's just better that way. Good night, folks.
Night.
Good night.
Hey, Buffers. Don't forget to check out our new website, moviesinthebuff.com. And like us on Facebook and Google+, or follow us on Twitter at Movies in the Buff. You can also follow your team at Debauchery, me at Rod the Golden.
At Scully44.
At Kith Kanan.
And at Acorna Witch.
You can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com.
Movies in the Buff is now also available on Stitcher Smart Radio. Find out more at Stitcher.com or download the app today.
Movies in the Buff is distributed under a Creative Commons
Attribution
Non-Commercial
No Derivatives
3.0 U.S. License.